Up next on American Restoration.
How's it feel working with something that was made the same year you were born?
I'm tired of the old joke. You know, you're just a mouthy little punk. You want a challenge? You do that one. And I'm going to do this one faster than you.
I came down to get both my old scooter and my mom's scooter restored.
Tyler is already assembling his scooter. This thing's going to go right down to the wire.
How the hell could I be missing a spoke?
I'm missing a spoke. You have any idea where it is?
No.
You are the worst liar. You look at your face. It's cheating. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. This pile here needs to go to Alfonso's room.
Yep.
So get it all dispersed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Customers, let's go see what they got.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm John.
John, I'm Rick.
Hi,
good
Rick.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you. This was my mother's scooter.
This is bad.
The 1920s. And this one is from the 1950s. This was my scooter that I used to ride on.
Cool.
They're family heirlooms, and it'll be nice to have them on display in the house.
What's the story? I'm dying to know with these things.
Okay, back in the early 50s, my parents had this in the garage. This was my mom's scooter.
Right.
I would take it out. Problem was, my friends would say, come on, where did you get this? Well, they laughed at me a lot. So finally, at Christmas time, there was this scooter. And I got on it immediately and went down the driveway and was up and down the street several times before I came back to the house.
That's cool. The very, very beginning of scooters in the early 1900s, boys would take these roller skates, steel ones, and they'd screw them to the bottom of a board, and then off you go. Scooters have basically been the same for 100 years. The basic design hasn't changed a bit. So how do you want to do them?
Well, let's do them totally original, and it'll be a really nice tribute to my mom.
Oh, okay. This one here, the spokes are probably going to be the hardest because they break. And if I break these, I'm messed up. Finding some rubber like this can be real hard, too.
I'll do the new one.
All right, your turn.
So we're going to have to take the whole thing apart, which the handlebars are coming off, sandblast it, take all this paint off, trace all this artwork so we can keep the original artwork. I mean, it's really quite simple.
As far as price, what are we looking at, do you think?
This one here, I'm looking at $1,500. And then to do the work on that one, that's going to be a little less. So that one's going to be $500. So a total of 2,000.
I was expecting it maybe to be a little less, but to have it on display in the house, it's certainly worth it.
All right.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
Okay. Okay. Let's go in the office and Tyler get those put in line.
All
right. Right, Ty? You got to take them in?
Yeah, you're too old to carry them anyways.
My ass.
After what Rick has said in terms of what he's going to do for both of the scooters, I can't wait to come back and see them in their original condition.
Oh, that's Shady Acres.
All right. You need help?
No. I can do it. Unlike you, can't even carry them.
You know what? I'm tired of the old jokes, okay? I'm not old.
You know what won't get old? The old jokes.
You're not going to get
that
any older.
That was funny.
You know, you're just a mouthy little punk. I can do both these scooters before you even think about doing them.
Is that a challenge?
You want a challenge? You do that one. That's good and easy for you. And this one is a monster, and I'm going to do this one faster than you. All the way through, start to finish. But you gotta make sure that it's totally correct at the end.
Okay.
And no corners are cut.
Is that it?
If I win, you can stop calling me old. I thought he needed help. Well, instead he mouths off, and now he's got a challenge on his hand, a challenge against me.
Good luck.
Huh?
Yeah?
Yawn?
Yeah. My dad bet me that I couldn't get the 50 scooter restored faster than he could get the 20 scooter restored. But the 20 scooter's harder, so I pretty much already have a head start. How's it feel working with something that was made the same year you were born?
Smart ass.
I'm done over here.
Thank you. You're done?
I got my whole thing torn apart before my dad even got, like, the first wheel off. I'm taking my stuff to sandblasting, which means I'm ahead of you in the line. Thank you. Have a nice day.
He's gonna take that to get sandblasted, and he's not gonna have Ted copy the art, and he's gonna forget.
I need that one.
Okay.
And that one there.
Yeah. Who's this?
It's like an undercover man. Hey.
Good to see you again, buddy.
Howdy.
How you been?
Norm collects candy vending machines, and we've done a few jobs for him in the past.
Oh, man, there it is.
Repeat customers are extremely important to my business. It's more or less proof that they're happy with the job, and maybe they'll spread the word, and I'll get some more work.
I want you to see something here that I found.
Cool.
This thing is rough, but I know that you could turn this into something.
Here, I'll take that piece for you.
I know that some of the parts are missing, so it's going to be a hard candy machine to work on.
That's very cool. Where'd you find this one?
I found this one on the internet.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. This thing here was in a lot of places. They're in, like, stores, train stations.
Right.
It's probably 40s. And the coolest thing about the machine is you could have 170 different brands in it.
Sure.
You know, like, turn and turn and turn until you
right.
see what you want. This had actually a mechanism inside
right.
that's capable of holding just a ton of candy. It rotates at a big conveyor belt.
Wow.
What you did was you put the money in here,
mm-hmm.
and then you twisted it to your selection, pressed the handle down, and then this door opened and allowed the candy to come back out. But there's no press down handle.
I'm gonna have to think about how to make that.
Right.
And then, there's a couple of big parts missing. The inside rack is fairly large, and it's fairly heavy.
Well, could you find me one?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to find one all by itself or find one in a machine.
I'll have to go
yeah.
on research for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get okay. some. Also, these came two different ways, wall-mounted, and they also had bases.
Could you fabricate a base for me?
I think we're going to be fabricating or finding a lot of parts.
Yeah.
I've worked on these machines before, but all I've got to work with right now is basically a shell. Finding this mechanism is going to be tough, but sometimes that's part of the job.
Okay, we'll get the rest of it taken apart, which isn't going to take very long. and then we'll get it blasted. While that's going on, I need you to go try to find a mech. I think the main cost that you're going to have is going to be in the mechanism itself and fabricating the bottom pieces. All that together for me to make it like that and working and everything, I'm looking at $4,800 to do the whole piece.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a nice machine. It is very, very collectible, so you're not getting too hurt if you didn't pay too much for it.
No, I didn't. I only paid $100, so.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
I'm okay with that.
Okay?
Yep.
You're right?
Great.
All right.
John,
awesome.
Norm. Okay.
Thank you.
This is gonna look killer. We'll go in the office, and then you're gonna need to try to find some parts.
All right.
Oh, crap.
Why'd you bring all those tools?
Because we're doing a teardown.
Yeah, but when the guy brought it in, it was pretty much already torn down. I told you.
It is
no tools necessary. We got in this old Uselect vending machine, and this thing's missing a ton of parts. It's basically a shell, so we gotta fill in all the empty spaces. While Ron's out scavenging for parts, Brettley and I are gonna tear the rest of this machine apart, which I think is gonna take a whole 5 seconds.
Is that it or what?
Yeah, nothing else comes off.
Dude, that's gotta be the quickest teardown I think we've ever done.
We're restoring a pair of vintage scooters, and my dad and I are having a head-to-head challenge to see who can restore theirs first without cutting any corners. Technically, I'm supposed to be doing this on my own, but the 50 scooter I'm working on is made of pressed metal, and it needs quite a bit of bodywork. So I used my phone a friend, and Phil's helped me straighten out the frame.
Yeah, that looks good, huh?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my dad is sanding down the wood and filling in the cracks on his 1920 scooter. He hasn't even started sandblasting the rims or fixing the spokes yet, so at this point, I'm seriously kicking his butt right now.
We need to make a base for the Uselect candy machine so that it can stand on its own. So Dave's fabricating one from steel that'll match the same style and shape of the main unit.
How we doing?
Good, good.
That's looking good.
Not bad.
That's perfect. All right, now, the next thing
on the candy machine, it drops the candy into like this little box, little chute. And then you grab it and it's right there and you can also see through it.
Okay.
You see that thing there?
The hole right there?
Yeah. This is that hole right here.
Okay.
You'll have the little piece of stainless here and then this has to be dipped in.
Right.
Okay, so that your hand will go through. That is gonna be hard. This candy machine was basically missing everything when it rolled in here. So if we can't find it, we're gonna have to fabricate it. I need you to just go ahead and make it and then we're gonna have to try it. We're just gonna have to try it as we go, yeah. The customer wants this to look all original. So that means even the smallest details, like the edges on this drop tray, have to be just like they were back in the day. No exceptions.
Hey, Ted, what's up?
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
Good. I need you to help me with this scooter.
What are we doing?
I need you to paint it for me.
Paint it for me? Why don't you paint it?
If there's one thing I've learned being a shop foreman, it's why do the work yourself when you can have somebody else do it. So if I can avoid doing the work and beat my dad, it's a win-win.
Okay, what do we got?
It's a 1950s scooter. I'm gonna need this red, and these two little pieces, the brake and the kickstand red.
No artwork, no anything like that on there?
Yeah, there was like a little, I don't know, white logo thing on there.
Where is it? What happened to it?
Well, it's gone now. We done did all the bodywork.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to look at it or take pictures of it or trace it or anything. How do you expect me to make a new one? Dude, I don't know if I'm going to be able to recreate that.
I can't believe I totally forgot about the artwork. If Ted can't find this online, my dad's going to kill me.
I mean, all I can do is try. It's going to take a while, so if you're in a hurry, you're going to have to...
I can wait if you can do this and not tell my dad I forgot.
Okay, all right. You owe me.
I know.
You owe me big time for that.
All right, Ted.
Tyler didn't give me a chance to trace the artwork off of the 1950 scooter before he sandblasted it. So I had to do this the hard way. I had to find the correct artwork from the period before I could create the stencils, and that ate up a lot of time.
One, two, three, four, five, top, okay. Tyler's lucky he's not doing this one. He'd confuse the out of him. It's confusing me right now. Respoking rims is always tricky.
Do I got it upside down?
Whether it's either a motorcycle or a scooter, the spokes weave together in a specific pattern to hold up the rim. I took photos so I could see how all the spokes lined up. But even then, it's still a lot of frustrating trial and error to get these back to their original position.
Where's the bag? How the hell could I be missing a spoke?
Just when I thought nothing could get any worse than this, I misplaced one of the spokes.
Where's the bag? I gotta go find that spoke.
Tyler, what are you doing sitting on my desk?
Working.
I'm missing a spoke on my 1920s scooter.
Okay.
You have any idea where it is? I mean it, I know they were all there. Do you have any idea where that went?
No.
You positive?
No.
Tyler, you are the worst liar. You look at your face. So why would you slow me down like that?
Well, I had to level the playing field somehow, and I kept it in my pocket. I didn't lose it.
Give me that.
You should start working on your scooter, because you're a little behind.
Tyler, I won't get even, but you know what? It's ridiculous that you even try,
ridiculous.
Because there's no way you're gonna beat me.
I'm still gonna beat you. I'll stop working on it for a whole day, and I'll still beat you.
I'm still gonna win, Ty. Unbelievable. We've had a heck of a time getting this U-Selected candy machine back into its original working order. Ron scoured the entire state of Nevada for the mechanism that fits inside. And Kyle and Fonzie got the mech working exactly like it's supposed to.
There we go.
Now it's just a matter of getting all these pieces back together again, and we should be good to go when the customer gets here. Hey, Norm!
How's it going, buddy?
How you been? How you been, buddy?
All right.
Good to see you.
I'm here for that candy machine.
Here to see the candy machine. Let's go inside.
All right.
Get out of this weather.
Yeah, absolutely. I came back to Rick's
pick up my 1940s U-Select candy machine.
Okay, it's in here. Hold on, wait right there. Okay, wait right here.
I'm excited.
Right, yeah, okay. I know for sure you're going to love this. This is going to hit your sweet tooth, I tell you right now. You're going to love this.
I'm excited.
It sparkles, it shines, it just says, come eat me. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, okay, why don't you wait right here.
I'm excited to see the machine. It was missing a lot of parts, and I just hope he could pull it off.
Here we go.
Man, it is tall. It's a tower.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Drum roll,
here
man.
We go. Here we go. Woo. 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
What do you think?
Oh my God.
What do you think of that color?
Wow, I love it. It jumps right out at you. This is gorgeous. When I first saw my machine today, I was thoroughly impressed with how it looked. I mean, it was just perfect. All right, so Rick, how did you do this?
Well, if you remember, I mean, it had some stuff missing. But it's just sort of a shell. What we did is we found a mech, and Ron is infamous for finding stuff. The other parts I could not find. This piece here, we couldn't find. This piece here, we couldn't find. This is all handmade. Dave actually took a piece of flat steel and made this into this. And there's these corners been all welded together. It's stainless steel.
Gorgeous.
We also made this base. We actually rolled the metal.
Awesome job. Now, this handle, was this always here?
You know, basically, Norm, you gave me a shell. Yeah. So I had all these little parts to find and make. This piece here we handmade, and this piece here was on the mechanism.
Right.
This is the turning mechanism. What happens, see how it turns? It's basically a conveyor belt.
I love the color.
Do you?
I mean, it looks like a 57 Chevy.
There you go, that's the color.
Do you have a dime? I want to test this out.
Yeah, I got a dime. There's that.
Okay, here we go.
Select the candy.
Okay. I'm going to pick this one right here.
Good.
Awesome. Awesome. Good work.
A natural high.
Natural high. To help you with.
That's good stuff.
My employees are going to be very excited to see this. This is going to be a great conversation piece. Thank you, Rick.
Cool. You bet.
Okay.
Thank you. The 1920 scooter is almost ready to go. I did all the work, and all I got left to do is assemble it.
Hey, Rick, how's your scooter coming?
I'm jamming right along, bud.
So I take it you don't need no help?
No, I'm good, man. I'm almost done.
Cool. Well,
Thank you, though.
I'll be out back if you need me.
Okay, buddy. Tyler is already assembling his 1950 scooter, and it looks like this thing's gonna go right down to the wire, and we're just gonna have to see who finishes first.
Hey, Tyler.
What?
You need some help?
Of course I need some help.
I just got started.
Well, ask your dad if you want help. I guess he don't need no help.
He thinks he's that good. He doesn't need any help.
There we go.
Good fit there.
There we go.
All right.
Nice.
That's it.
I think you're ready to roll, buddy.
All righty, Cal.
You kick Tyler's ass every time.
I'm totally beat my dad.
Hi, Rick.
Hey,
it's John. I've come to Rick's Restorations today to pick up my two scooters, the one I used to ride in the 1950s and my mom's scooter from the 1920s.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I got you going.
All right.
Let's go. It's over here.
I think most of us want to remember things from our childhood that are very important and bring back such fond memories. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they both came out.
Okay, I want you to stand right there by that door, all right?
Okay, all right. I'm ready.
Tyler, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Ty.
Right here. There.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Look at those scooters. Oh, look at this thing.
Is that bad?
Oh, wow. That is gorgeous. When I first laid eyes on those scooters, I was just so excited to see them look as original as they could be with all the fine detail on both. They just look fantastic. You know, when you think about it, Rick, this must have been an awesome toy for a child back in the 1920s.
Quite honestly, back in the 20s, there was only little toy trucks that you played with. This was a toy of all toys for a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather ride one of the old ones than I would be riding one of the new ones.
Yeah, yeah, try to definitely hop on that, see what happens.
The detail, you've just done a wonderful job, just gorgeous.
Yeah, hey, Tyler, you noticing that he's looking at mine before he's looking at...
Get to the point.
All right. All right, we got this little inside thing going on between him and I.
A little competition.
Little competition. Okay, yeah. I restored this one, and this is what we did. I took it apart, I sandblasted everything, did all the body work, got it all primed out, and then I painted it this burgundy, and then did the pinstripe.
The wheels are even pinstriped. Now that we see this. Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. On this piece of wood, it's the original piece of wood on there. I just sanded it out, and then I stained it.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Mine wasn't nearly as complicated as his. I had the solid wheels. The only pieces that came off were the kickstand, the wheels, and then the front, and the handlebars. So Ted had to paint the whole thing red.
I mean, this looks just like it was originally.
He stenciled on this artwork, he shot the white, and you're not gonna have to worry about it fading or anything like that, because it's all covered in one clear coat.
Really nice. Both of you just done a wonderful job. Well, thank you again, Rick. Tyler, thank you so much. It's just incredible.
Hey.
Hey, babe. What's up?
Am I interrupting?
No, it's okay. We're just getting wrapped up here. Can you take John up front and do the paperwork that you do?
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Thanks, babe.
So what are you gonna give me? I won.
No, you didn't win.
What do you mean you win?
How the heck did you get the artwork on the front of that? Because you blasted it before Teddy even got to trace it.
What's your point?
That you actually had the guys work on it, not you.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I mean, you even sabotaged me by stealing a spoke. That's bull crap.
It's a competitive advantage.
I won.
No, you didn't win. I obviously got mine done first. Why are you getting so technical about it? You did a good job. I mean, for doing all that yourself, I mean, it's not half bad.
Yeah, well, yours isn't that bad either. Looks good. Good job. Get to work.